Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. I'm Ryan, and if you're into anime, manga, collectibles, all that good stuff, you're in the right place, so be sure to subscribe to make sure you don't miss another episode. They come out weekly, so there's new content for you to enjoy every single week, and more on social media as well, so do find me on there as well. This week, it's all about Funko Pops, and there's so much news about exclusives coming out, new ones coming out next year, and rumours for new Funko Pops as well. And anyone that knows me, or if you're a fan of this channel already, or if you've seen some of my videos before, you'll see all the Funko Pops behind me in the background. And recently, if you follow me on social media like TikTok and Instagram Threads, you'll have seen that I've been working on restructuring and reorganising the background display cases. But this week I really want to kind of dive through some of the rumors for new Funko Pops coming, specifically anime and manga ones, and then I also want to dive into the new ones that are confirmed that are in the Funko shop to check out and explore. There are some amazing Funko Pops in these new setups, so let's dive in. We'll go through the new ones that are confirmed, and then a little bit later on in the video we'll go through the new rumors. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd hop in here real quick to tell you all about Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll is the world's largest anime streaming platform with literally thousands of anime for you to explore, including new series such as Demon Slayer, newest One Piece, and more Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, all that good stuff, alongside iconic shows such as Hunter x Hunter, Naruto, Naruto Shippuden, and a whole host more. Alongside some ones that you've never even heard of, but you'll love diving into their worlds and their stories. Fans of the Chibi and Chill anime podcast can take advantage of a 7-day free trial, so you can dive into as much anime as you'd like without having to properly finish sign up and pay. Get a 7-day free trial of Crunchyroll down below using the links in my video descriptions, and dive into a world of thousands of anime waiting for you to explore. One series that's had a really cool like resurgence recently is Avatar The Last Airbender, and I absolutely used to love that show. It was so good. It was so different, and Aang was so cool. Being with all the powers, I loved all the temples and stuff. Oh, that show was so good. But we've got some new pops. We've got four new Funko Pops coming from Funko, obviously. So the first set we do have is the new Pop Deluxe series for Avatar The Last Airbender. And I absolutely used to love this series. It was so good. I've not watched the live action, but I did love the animation when I was younger. It was such a good show. And this one, we've got Aang, Katara, Toph and Zuko. I haven't watched it in a couple of years, so I'm struggling with some of the names after I've seen them for so long. But Aang and Katara are like my main ones anyway. But these look so good. They've got their like action pose, but they've got their power, like bending power surrounding them, which looks super cool. I think Aang and Katara's look the best. They've got kind of the most going on with them, but Zuko looks very cool with the flames, I have to say. Katara's got the most kind of going on with the amount of water going on around her, so that's really cool. These are four in the set so far, and if you're already collecting the Avatar The Last Airbender Funko Pops, these would be great to add to your collection. If you get all four, they'll look so strong, kind of lined up together. It's a great set, and definitely want to pick up if you're into Avatar The Last Airbender. The next ones are for fans of My Hero Academia, and the My Hero Academia line feels like it's getting more and more pops more and more quickly. And this one, we've got Daigo. Does anyone else have the issue where you hear the names in the anime, you try and say them, and you just cannot? You just cannot. I'm putting the images up on the screen anyway, so you can see them there. You can see the screenshots. You know who they are. This one is, we've got Daigoro Banjo, Nana Shimura, we've got Shishido, and we've got a pop plus of Bakugo in the, more of like an action pose. That is my favourite one for this one so far. But then we've also got a pop Jumbo Ryukyu in her dragon form as well, which looks absolutely awesome, I have to say. This is a nice little addition to the series. I think Bakugo is my favourite in this set for the new ones, only because I think Bakugo is my favourite character out of My Hero Academia. He's so cool, hot-tempered, but I think his costume's the best, and just an all-round awesome character. But this is a great series. All of them start from around $12, with the pop Plus being $15 and the Pop Jumbo being $40 because it's a jumbo. But I love a jumbo pop. I've recently purchased, you can only just see it there because of the blue lighting, but the big Kaido Dragon Form jumbo pop from One Piece. It looks awesome and they have such a good presence on the shelves. They look so strong, and because they're so big, it feels more fun because they're so much oversized compared to the rest of the pops. But a great set here. Lovely, lovely little addition to your set. I've stopped collecting My Hero Academia quite as much, because I'm focusing on more Demon Slayer, One Piece, Naruto, but an awesome set. I am tempted by that Bakugo one, though. I have to say that is tempting me more than the rest, but a great, great set. My favorite. The next ones, I'm going to fly through some of these because there's one that I really, really want to talk about. So we've got Agrisetsu from the Sanrio lineup. So we've got three there. So we've got Agrisetsu with her headphones on, and then we've got a guitar Agrisetsu, which looks so good in her like angry kind of face makeup and form. And then we've got a keychain of that as well. So if you're into Sanrio, that's a really cool one to add to your list. So my favorite ones of this new lineup, or the new exclusives coming to Funko, and we've got more Chainsaw Man ones. I feel like we waited a long, long time to get Chainsaw Man Funko Pops, and now that we've got the first wave, we're getting another wave really, really quickly afterwards. Honestly, I could not be more happy with this. We've got 8, I believe, in the lineup so far, so it's got a good chunky lineup to be added. There's so much more to be added. So this one, if you're like me and have bookcases like this for them, prepare to make another shelf for your Chainsaw Man Pops. So this one, we've got a standard pop for Power, but in her Operation Super Smart kind of outfit with the ponytail and the glasses on, which looks so, so cool. We've got Denji in Operation Super Smart as well, but with the little weapon in his mouth. One of the coolest ones in this new lineup, if we've got Samurai Sword. His head looks so good in Funko Pop form. That's come out so, so good. I think that one is probably one of the most successful in this lineup and the most distinctive. I think the Chainsaw Man characters are so distinctive that doing them as Funko Pops is just, it's a win. It looks so awesome. Then we've got Gabene, we've got Himeno, we've got Kishibe, and then the best one, I think, out of this entire, potentially out of this entire kind of release schedule for these new pops, is the Pop Deluxe of Chainsaw Man. Look at this. It looks so awesome. This one deserves pride of place on any shelf. When I start my Chainsaw Man collection, which I hope to do very, very soon, this one needs to have a really, really good placement. I feel like I want to have it like on this shelf right now. This one is, they're like mid-shelf, just under the lights. It's like the star placement, I guess, for me right now. Well, that's how I'm kind of using it, and that one deserves to be on there. We've got him in his action pose. He's attacking and killing some of the zombies, or some, what are they? They're not zombies, but like the kind of demonic kind of guys. And he's just slashing them. They've got the little heads, and I love it. I love when Funko really, really go for the vibe, and they really go for it, and they add the little heads that look like little Funkos. They're not like a mold. They're an actual little pop in the form. It just looks so much stronger and so cool. That one is being bought straight away. Then we've got some little keychains. So we've got a pop keychain of Power, and then we've got a pop keychain of Aki as well, doing his little, con pose? But very, very cool. That one, I think, is my favourite and most successful lineup in this new set. We've also got two new Pokemon ones, which is Pop Quaxley and then a Pop Mimikyu as well. I feel like Pokemon should have released, or Funko and Pokemon should have released Mimikyu a little bit more in time for spooky season. And I do love the Mimikyu Pop. Mimikyu is like my favourite Pokemon alongside Bulbasaur. But I feel like it looks a little bit bizarre because square at the bottom, where it's usually kind of like smooth, it's a little bit bizarre, but I kind of love it for that as well. It's cute. The next one that I am copying as soon as this one comes out is the new Demon Slayer Deluxe Daki in her like full-on demon attack form from the anime and the manga. This looks absolutely awesome. I mentioned this in the last video as well, that this is the Daki Demon Slayer Funko Pop that I really, really wanted them to release in the first wave, and I'm so glad they've done it this time. And actually, they've done it better than actually I thought. I kind of wanted it, and it is so awesome. That is definitely, definitely being purchased as soon as that one comes out. Then we've got four new Yu-Gi-Oh! Pops. The Yu-Gi-Oh! Pop is one, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Pop series is one that I'm itching to start. Yu-Gi-Oh! Has a very, very, soft spot in my heart. That is one of the anime that really got me into anime. So every time I see a Funko Pop of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Series, it kind of brings that, old nostalgia of getting home from school or waking up at the weekend and sitting with a bowl of cereal and watching Yu-Gi-Oh! And as a kid, I don't think I ever finished a season. I don't think I ever watched the episodes in order because I just ran it whenever. And it was magical. It was so, so good. And, it was just a simpler time. Either way, we've got a new Pop Magician of Black Chaos, which looks awesome. We've got Pop Cyber Dragon. We've got Pop Magician's Valkyria as well. That one, honestly, smashed it out of the park with the kind of molding on her costume. That looks amazing. And then we've got Pop Zane Trusdale as well with the deck thing. Then lastly, the last new ones we've got confirmed are Hunter Pops. And we've got two new ones. So we've got Pop Silver Zoldyck and Pop Deluxe Luca Zoldyck. Apologies if I am butchering those names. I am partly through my watching of Hunter. I watched more last night. I think I'm on episode 20 odd, 21, something like that right now. So I'm really early on in the series, but I'm enjoying it so far. These are the Funko Pops that we are looking forward to. There's more shelf space now. We have the extra bookcase. We've restructured. So my shelves are ready. Or they're more or less ready. They're not quite. Whatever. I'll buy them. So I'm super excited for those. But let's get into some rumours for new pops coming very, very soon that I need to happen now. So one of the rumours that we do have is the Funko collection for Spy Family. And I feel like Funko have slept on this a little bit, I'm not going to lie. We've waited for a long time for Spy Family Funko merch. And we've had Season 1, we've had Season 2, we've had the Code White movie, and we've had the video game as well. So there's been plenty of chances and media to be able to run this through. And I'm really surprised that during the Code White release, we didn't actually see a Funko Pop release to kind of tie in with that and drive the hype with it as well. But either way, Spy Family is one of the coziest and fun anime that I've watched in a long time. It's become a firm favourite of mine, so I can't wait to add a Funko series to my shelves. The posts for these come from the Funko account Funko Info on Instagram, so I don't take credit for the images. But we've got a rumour for Anya Forger, Lloyd Forger in his Twilight outfit, Yor Forger in her Thorn Princess. But then we've also got some chases and exclusives. So we've got Bond Forger, the dog. Then we've got Yor Forger, casual clothes with playing tennis with a chase. And then we've got a Funko Plus with Anya with Penguin at Penguin Park as an exclusive. So we've got some great little sets there. That's quite a large series as well for the first one. So I cannot wait to get these. I just know that Anya is going to look so cute with her little Funko head and the little pointy hat's ears. That's going to look absolutely adorable. I'd be interested to see how they do that. But honestly, I cannot wait. I don't know where they'll go on the Funko shelves. Maybe up here? Don't really know. We'll see. We'll find. I'll make space. The next ones are for fans of Dragon Ball. So Dragon Ball, the new series, is smashing out of the park on Crunchyroll and Netflix. So, absolutely smashing it. This is great timing for these ones. These ones, we've got some with Goku, with Noibo. Now, disclaimer and side note, I have not watched Dragon Ball. So, if I'm butchering these names, just know I haven't seen it. So, I don't know how to say the names in the first place, apart from Goku. But Goku with Noibo, there's an exclusive and a glow-in-the-dark variant for that one as well. We bought Gulma, Krillin, Oolong, Chi-Chi. We got Town, Roshi with Kami House. And then we got a Yamcha exclusive as well. I'm not going to talk about that one too much because I don't know much about them, but there you are. Then we got some more Naruto ones just in time for me to need more pops for my shelves. We've got new Narute, Sasuke, and Sakura pops. We've got Iruka, Umino, Zabuza, again, I cannot say these names, and I am watching Naruto, so I should know how to say these names. We've got Sasuke with Chidori, which is an exclusive. We've got a Pop Plus for Haku, an exclusive. We've got two new keychains for Naruto and Sasuke as well. The Naruto series is one that I'm really hoping to build on, but there's so many in the set. I've watched the first kind of series of Naruto. I've not watched Shippuden yet, so I'm only getting the characters that I know so far. So a little bit slower progress because slow progress watching it. But yeah, we've got a new Funko Pop vinyl and Mega Pop plush rumor. So we've got Chopper with cotton candy exclusive. That one will be so adorable, and I'm excited to see how they do that. But that one would be great if the cotton candy that he's holding would be centered. The final one that I will mention is a strange one, I think. We've had a new version of the common of Zoro with three sword style from the One Piece lineup, but there's an exclusive for Volcano X that glows in the dark, so his hair kind of glows. I feel like we've had that before, but I could be wrong. And if I'm honest, I don't need a reason to buy the same pop again just because it glows. But if you're a, like, 100% collector, this could be great to add to your collection of Zoro Funko Pops for One Piece. So yeah, so there, the new Funko Pops come in that are already confirmed, and we've got the rumours slash kinda confirmed, or what we expect to see coming soon for Funko as well. There are so many new lines coming all the time, and as a Funko fanatic, or whatever we're called, I am so excited. I clearly need a new bookcase. I need a larger budget to be able to fill out these collections before they get too big that it becomes a struggle to buy them. I think the ones that I'm going to cop as soon as I can are the Chainsaw Man lineup. I need to have that set, and I need that pop deluxe of Chainsaw Man on the pile of like bodies. That one looks the strongest, along with the Demon Slayer pop deluxe of Daki from Demon Slayer as well. Those two are the ones that are my like top picks, and my favourite ones I want to come are the Anya Forger line or the Spy Family line. I really want those just for the pure cuteness of that series. That is going to look so good, and I feel like once we've got that wave, that one will go from strength to strength, and I think we'll start seeing Code White Funko Pops and a lot more coming from the Spy Family series. What are your favourites? Let me know what your Funko Pop choices are from this list. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Be sure to like, subscribe, and please let me know in your review, on whatever platform you're watching or listening to this on, which Funko Pop you'll be picking up or which series you're wanting to expand on in your collection. Thank you so much and have an awesome week watching your anime, whichever series it is. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye.